KAETL Mobile. KAETL Mobile. KE8UXT for KE8UXM. KE8ETL Mobile. KB8OE. Right, before seeing you out there. Please, you're pushing in your chest. That's needs a little leverage. KAETL Mobile. Calling. This is KAETL. You're very scratchy coming into the repeater. Come again. You're barely readable. I can't make out what you're saying. That's not much better, a little bit. Can you increase your power? No, this is a handheld. Okay, I could make you out a little bit better that time. My name here is Eric. How you doing today? You're not making the repeater. Sorry to have to tell you that, but just letting you know, you're having a really hard time keeping that repeater open.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa. He was there for a minute. He needs to go back to his previous location where you heard him more audibly.
Oh, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. K8EPL.
You're still scratchy. Any way to make sure you're on full power and that your HT is pointing towards the repeater? Coming in a bit scratchy. I heard some of it, but you're still scratchy, sir. This is Kilo Echo 8, Z Tango Papa. That one was a little bit better. Let's say your call sign again, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8. Bravo, Sierra, Quebec. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Sierra, Quebec.
Now that was very readable. Wherever you're at right there, stick that or put a note in it, because that was very readable. You're Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Bravo, Sierra, Quebec. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa. Readable but scratchy. Over.
Oh, that is great. I will remember this spot in my yard. My first time to use my ham radio. So, very green. Over.
Yes, that spot in your yard is a very good spot. Put an X down below your feet. That is where you need to be at. If you're still using the rubber ducky on your handheld, I would advise you getting a quarter wave. That will probably help you out as well. Or even get mag mount and use a cookie sheet with it. Over.
That's the plan. Definitely an upgrade antenna. That way it can be better. Glad to be able to connect. 73 KF8 GFQ.
Well, you have a good day. This is Kilo Echo 8, Z Tango Papa, 73 and clear.
How do I know I'm down in the basement. And I just made a mistake. I switched channels on my D-flip.
That looks better, over.
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear right now.
I think I'm sitting at the right spot.
You sound much better now. Can you hear me okay?
Clear, very clear, over.
That's good. This is so it's good to know that that's working. This is the one I have the antenna on that I just put up. I'm not sure what to do about that.
That one was good. No static. I don't know what you were doing, where you are, but that exact last contact was the last sentence you said is clear, very clear.
That's good. I don't know why I'm doing the same thing.
That was good. But at least we got connected. This is great. We'll just have to get a better antenna.
With this repeater, it's having some serious issues. KB8008. Maybe it's not the repeater. KB8008, Kilo, Bravo, 8, Oscar, Oscar, Echo.
Thank you.
VHF hub connected to VHF hub.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor, Victor Foxtrot. I'm got you in there. Anyone else? Michigan Section ARPRC, please call. But that happened as well as it did a month ago.
Tuesday. I've got a couple things going on. During the morning, there is an Oxfam FCC meeting. That is the name of the national work group. So we have a work group at the state level. There is also a national work group. And for some reason, the federal government has decided to call those action. Later in the evening, I'll be getting together with the planning team, and we are going to continue working on the fall exercise. That is the second as well. Mike McClellan goes for it. Should be a lot of fun. Some neat ideas came out last week, and we're going to put the plan together. We will get the plan out to you by the month prior to the exercise, and that should be about the second week.
Out our side of it. And the only glitch that we ran into, we had trouble getting out on DMR at first because the TVs that we normally go to were at the location where they had they went to a common switch for their backbone connection, and unfortunately both the switch wasn't working, so neither of the nodes was available to us. Fortunately, we were able to get onto MI5 though via an alternate router, up in Bancroft, and so therefore we were able to at least get on statewide one, but not in the remote accommodated by toggling back and forth and calling us every once in a while. So we were able to stay in touch there. We also played with, Wisconsin at the same time. We were staffed in their SVOC, and we were working some HF frequencies. Unfortunately, the propagation was one way. They heard us well on 40 meters, but they were not able to get out. So there's some work they're doing on their antennas to try and improve that. I guess a fairly recent setup or a new setup that they were doing and kind of validate it. So we'll probably talk with them again, or at least try to on the 27th when we get together. And as far as the test, I don't know how far along you are, but if you're interested in working, you may be able to have your help in Diamonddale on the 27th if you want to come up and see us or come over and see us. We can see how to work that in, and certainly we'll have evaluators there. At least I know I'll be there. And can look at things. So if you want that, we can offline, and we'll see if we can't work something out. All right, next we go to WDUSA, developed by N8OBU. Mr. Joe, how are things in Kent County?
Well, it depends, Max, how well are you hearing me? Radio check, over.
I have you late readable right now.
Okay, a lot of QSP, you're good one, and that's your week, but you're still readable. So I never really lost you, but it's up and down. Well, things are pretty quiet in the county. There's not much going on, which is a good thing. I did participate in a Fermi exercise from home here. I did listen. I did work out of the Monroe County EOC quite successfully, and that explains why I didn't hear you on DMR. I've got to get statewide 1 and 2 in the DMR programming software, so that brings up the point that I got a CG, so I explained why you weren't there. But let's see, other than that, I hear all stations at least readable or better with some fading. And it was nice to participate in the Fermi exercise. Other than that, I guess that's about all I got to report. Doggone solar storms, I don't know, Max, my goodness. But even with all of that solar activity, I haven't heard a peep out of 6 meters. Oh well. KAD1, thanks for doing it. I guess this is fixed as of next week, so I suspect I'll be in the hot seat. KAD1, WDUSA, over. I guess I'd say it's over.
Okay, Roger, thank you. Joe, thank you. Most of that was light. I did catch that you were following up on the exercise. And, as far as DMR goes, I mean, the availability or inability to get to certain talk group messages, that's part of phase planning, so that's how we work through those things. And, so we work through that, and we'll see you. We'll look forward to hearing you on the 27th if you're on the air with us. All right, let's go to NEDLTE to be followed by WAUHW. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Worked a little bit of repeater sites today. Got caught in two traffic jams and one accident on the way home and almost didn't make it home for the net. Nothing worse than being less than a quarter mile from your house and having to make a 5 mile detour because the roads are closed, but that's what I went through. But thanks for being that control. You guys take care, and I'll be listening here. 73-0, and it'll be you.
All right, Mike, well, thank you for that. Geez, yeah, taking a long way home, quite literally there. Glad you're made it home safely going. We were able to join us. We thank you for riding along and providing the remote services for the net here as well. There are people who would not be able to join us if not for your efforts. So again, it's greatly appreciated. Next up, we've got Whiskey A, Uniform Hotel Whiskey, and followed by KCAYDF. I believe the name is Steve. Good afternoon. Your comments for the night, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Steve. So, yeah, I guess like Dave, my activity this weekend was in the North American QSO party. I heard Dave out a few times. He was apparently quicker on the tee than I was. I heard him jump in calls a little quicker than I was. So that was fun. Anyway, that's about the extent of my amateur radio activity. That's a good opportunity to test the current capabilities of my station here. So I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for running that, guys. And I'll turn it back. WHUA7.
All right, Steve, WHUA7, KUAPY, and this can check straight out the FCM. Well, wow, we appreciate you joining us. Please come on back. I don't do a lot of contesting myself. I have done a Michigan QSL party, or at least helped in it a couple of times, and it's fun, and it's great exercise in terms of stretching your ability to follow traffic and jump in and get things done. So it can be enjoyable. Let's go to YDF and then to W8ASB. Mr. Rod, how's everything going on?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net, hopefully the link's coming in fine here. Dropped for a second on the Saginaw link, but I'm on the Bay City link out there now, so hopefully I'm coming in okay. Only thing coming up, Thursday is our next Aries training. We will be doing our welcome back since we give them July off. We're back in August here. This is kind of our fun event for the year. This is our picnic and movie night. We provide hot dogs and buns and condiments and that for everybody, and then everybody else that wants to come bring a dish to pass. So we have dinner first, and then we do a movie after. We try and pick some sort of self-preparedness, emergency, some sort of related to the Aries type of events, something like that to do this year. We're doing a little variance this year. For the last several years, everybody's wanted to watch the movie Airplane. So they went out, so that's what we're going to watch this year. So we'll do a fun event. September, we'll be out at our 911 center and the conference room there. We'll be doing our training from there, going over our communications room there before the SET, so hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information, be able to get out to everybody about what's going on. That'll come up the fourth Thursday of September, so that's where we'll be at there. So back over to you, Max. Thanks for doing that, KCAYDF.
Well, don't call me Shirley. I haven't watched that in a while. Maybe I'll get that on the queue and we'll watch that again sometime soon. Or maybe I'll come over and see it. I like hearing about the training that you put together. You've got a great curriculum and stuff that you do for all the folks there in the county. And DJ, yes, obviously the link was up, so good to hear from you. All right, we're going to WDASD. Next, we'll bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Charlie, how are things down in Kalamazoo, St. Joseph with?
Hey, that's me. That's where I'm at. This is WD8AXB. Charlie living in Kalamazoo County. And this past Thursday night had a impromptu casual meeting with a bunch of the Kalamazoo, I guess the group is calling itself the Assistant Emergency Coordinators. There are several of us, and since we lost our county EC here for resignation, we wanted to keep Wednesday night nets going until a new EC can be wrangled out. And then also here in Kalamazoo County, we're waiting for a new sheriff appointed his undersheriff to be the acting emergency manager right now. And we all agreed that one member of our group should reach out to him. So a former county sheriff reservist, who is also a powerful active ham, he volunteered to go make that that initial contact with the temporary new guy. And it'd be nice if we could stop having tornadoes over here. St. Joseph County had one about a week and a half ago, and we're all kind of tired of these things sneaking up and taking the power out. Luckily, again, nobody got hurt, and there was minimal damage, a little commercial damage in downtown Three Rivers, and that was about that. And some farm equipment, like irrigation equipment, some of that got tipped over. And of course, we had to have the obligatory trees in the road and power lines down. So that all happened in the Three Rivers and Northwest County, Northwest part of St. Joseph County. No communication problems other than I think there was some cell phone overload. Just that everybody was up and talking. So that was about all I was made aware of on that. And let's see, good to hear about the date for the SET. I'll start putting that out and then seeing who can participate and crank up on that. Let's see. I think that's about all I can state right now. So, Max, you got a really nice signal here on 40 tonight. Pretty much everybody does. Nice to see 40 meters acting like 40 meters right now, right here. So I'll pass it back to you, Max, say 73, and good luck with your meetings this week. KE8DON from WD8AXB, over.
Alright, Charlie, WDXP, KEDM, Michigan Section of the FDR 2 net. Well, yeah, your signal was really good as well. Yeah, pretty strong there. At first I was a little nervous, just because it took a while before I got the first check in. Overall, and so that station for actually fairly readable or better. We had one with Dave, so pretty good. Let's see here. Got to get some comments on you. Well, good to keep the team going wait for some organization changes in the county there. I know they've got some things going on in the emergency management organization, and they'll get through that, and then we'll be able to get the relationships established and reestablished there as it goes. And you folks have certainly had more than your share of weather this year, as far as that goes. And I see that the hoarding the tornadoes down there. I don't think it's going to complain too much. And thankfully, in all seriousness, that the damage and the injuries, especially the injuries, have been few and very few. And so with that, that's good news. So that's a good thing. This is Keely Walker, South Oscar, November for the Michigan Section ARPS CNET. We're at the bottom of the roster, so I'm going to place one more call and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join in. Thank you. Are there any relays?
I'll check in, but just for a quickie in and out, NAGYU.
NAGYU, thank you. Do you have any comments on this today?
Now you're fading in and out on me, but I'm in Emily City. Name is Rick, and I don't know, I'm just an in and out. Stand in real quick, and I heard you in there, and you was really rock solid. Now you're not so rock solid to me. I'll get out of your hair. That's about all I can say. This is NHGYU.
Well, thank you for joining us.
afternoon. Is there anybody else who would like to join the net before we close? Please call. Anyways. All right, hearing none, we will close the session of the night with 9 participants in 23 minutes of runtime. I want to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. I hope you all have a great week ahead. Stay safe and stay healthy, and we will see you next Sunday, if not sooner. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November, closing this session of Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coin Up. This is KEADON, out.
K-E-A-D-O-N, K-E-A-D-O-N.
K-E-A-D-O-N, K-E-A-D-O-N.
I also have 9 stations, 23 minutes. Thanks for running the net, Max. This is K-E-A-D-O-N.
Roger that, and thank you for confirming the numbers as well and for assisting alternate net control. And N-A-D-O-N, thank you, sir, for your help this afternoon. This is K-E-A-D-O-N.
Yo, W8FU.
3-8. Who are you calling a yo-yo? Finally leaving the office. Long day.
I guess, but, well, I suppose that's just some potential good stuff in play. Good, I guess. See how that works to do.
Yeah, it makes up for the occasional Tuesday morning. I can sleep in till 9 and drink coffee till noon and do a crossword puzzle. Then you got those days, and then you got the work 8 hours on a Sunday day. So that's fine. It's all good.
Well, I had every intention of coming home and doing this, and I ended up doing that. And, so here I sit. I mean, I some stuff done, but for the most part, laundry was the big one. God, I needed to do laundry today. Day's not over, but still.
Yeah, that's one of those things that can get away from you if you're not, if you don't keep up on it. You're a little light into the system. I'd give you about an 80%. You kind of come and go just a little, fade just a little bit. It's not bad, it's copyable, but it's a little light.
I shall switch to a radio.
We're loud and clear.
Yeah, I was putzing around with that little
HT I was telling you about. I was trying to see how would you do DTMF without a keypad. I've got a Yaesu that's the same way. It's not a bad little radio, but no DTMF pad, which I need. And so I was checking out this little ICOM. And it's not bad. They implement it on the fly pretty well. You know, it's not as easy as just, you know, keying up and hitting a DTMF keypad, but it's not horrible. Okay. I will say, too, that the audio was a little light on that one, which doesn't improve the signal-to-noise ratio. Audio level to signal-noise ratio when it's a little light. But I know that can be a work in progress. But anyway, yeah, so how would you do it? Would you have to, like, pre-program something in a menu, or... Is there an app for that, I guess, for lack of a better word? I'm sorry, to do what? To do the DTMF? What did I brain fart on there? Yeah, to transmit DTMF tones if you need to for note control or something else. Okay, yeah, app threw me for a loop. No, it's just a function of the radio. You press a key, and one of the choices is DTMF-TX, and direct input. And then you have to, use the top knob to roll to the character you want, then hit the arrow over, and then the next character and the arrow over, and then you hit and it'll transmit whatever you put in. So it's not convenient. And then you can store memory. So if you had a node and you were frequently, doing certain things like disconnecting and connecting, you could put those in the memories and you could just roll to one and hit it. So, it's basically DTMF memories or a quick keypad or queue you could load up and send on the fly, but it's still character roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over, roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over. It's somewhat painful in that regard. Okay, I get that. It's funny, the built-in memory CW keyer in the 7700 programs the same way. You don't just hit record and record in, send your paddle and it records what you want. You have to go to the menu and, you dial the VFO to get the thing, and then you got to hit the arrow and then get to the next thing. And the counterintuitive part is you don't get a number. If you're in a space and you want to put the number in, if you roll the VFO all back and forth, you get all the letters and some characters, but there's no numbers. You have to go to the front panel, number pad, and hit the 8, and then it inserts the 8. Yeah, it's just a little quirky. One of the few things I actually had to go to the manual to figure out, but once you do it a couple times, it's more functions with fewer controls, and there's something for that. Sorry about that. Had to tend to something. Yep. I'd like to. I got a ton of handhelds, and I don't hardly use any of them except for my work one. And I should just round them all up, dump them all, and just try to find one. I wish there was one. The ones we were talking about earlier. Those were great radios. I liked them in almost every way. I loved my old TH-78. That was a great radio. And had a keypad that was hidden behind a sliding cover, and so you didn't have to have it out there, all the time to be bumped. And it was a dual band, dual watch, and all that good stuff. I don't know if it could do VV and UU. I think that was just before VV UU came out, because I find that very useful, where you can have dual U or dual V on a dual bander, because I rarely use VHF, but I'm frequently doing two different things for UHF. So if I could find a really nice, one that's dual band, dual watch, that would be good. But, a nice keypad. One handheld to rule them all and just get rid of everything else. I don't need any digital modes.
I mean, if it came with one, whatever, you know, but I wouldn't buy it for that reason.
I do well remember the, yeah, the TH-77 and the 78 and the W-2. I have a W-2A, but I listed for sale a few times without any bites. I guess I need to find the right price and get that listed correctly. It is a good radio. I had two new batteries for it and found a microphone and a charger cord and all that stuff. It's spent more than what the thing is worth cumulatively on the market, so. Oh, well. It was a rent, I guess. But, yeah, you know, in the 32AT I use all the time, but it doesn't do much, but what it does pretty darn well. With the exception of the internal speaker, the internal speaker in there, I think, you know, the diaphragm came delaminated or something, so it sounds terrible. You know, it's kind of raspy and tinny and needs to be opened up and probably have the internal speaker repaired or replaced. That is a big issue on that one, but the external speaker mic sounds fine, so just use it that way.
You and your IC32.
Yeah, it is a relic. But it's good with radio, it works. Well, anyway, I'm about 5 minutes from home, and I have not had much of a lunch, just snacks at the office, which is bad, 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 bad. I'm going to fix myself a cocktail or pour myself a glass of something and figure out what's for dinner. I will catch you anon. W-8-F-U, K-B-D.
Yeah, sorry about that pause there. I had to attend to something. But, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the same, 624 here. I'm going to figure out what, if anything, we're doing for Chalfutsky. I think this Ozempic might finally be having an effect on me. You know, I had that breakfast this morning, and I'm just not hungry. So I don't know if that Ozempic's finally starting to have an effect, which is one of the things it's supposed to do. That's not why I take it, but I hear that's one of the beneficial side effects for us fatties with diabetes. So, but I still got to figure out what I'm going to do, because if I don't, then I'm going to regret it, and then I'll eat something really bad and then, you know, close to bedtime, which is worse. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. W8FU.
W8NS.
Nick, let me just jump in and say hi real quick, and I'm going to tend into figuring out what's for dinner here. I just noticed it's already 6:30, but how you doing?
Yeah, I just heard Andy your conversation there. I just left the grocery store myself doing the same thing, but wanted to say that Ozempic's a great one, and yes, it's exactly what it'll do. It'll suppress you a little bit for us with fatty issues that
I was already on another one, Trulicity, once a week injectable, and I asked at my last doctor's appointment, I said, can you switch me over to this Ozempic? And they said, yep, no problem. And I think it's cheaper, and you know, and not for me, it doesn't matter. It's all the same price for me, but I think it's cheaper, you know, so I don't know why they didn't recommend that. And I like the, you know, the kit is a lot better. With the one pen and the replaceable needles, you know, with the Trulicity, I had a pen for every injection. And so every injection, they had to refrigerate them all, and I'd get 3 months' worth. So I'd have to have these, you know, boxes stacked up in the refrigerator, you know, and for one pen every Saturday. And then I have to dispose of one every week. And this one here, you know, it's you get a month's worth in a single pen in real small and compact. So I kind of like it better in that regard, if nothing else. And it does everything that Trulicity does, plus, you know, suppress my appetite and give me some weight loss benefits. Hey, that's a big win. But anyhow, let me jump out of here. I don't know where you're at. You might comment. You were real, real solid when you first came in, and there was some picket fencing during that last one, but I caught everything. So I'm taking it you're running around St. Clair there.
good it'll be. I just backed in the driveway of the house, so I went right to the grocery store and back in the driveway. But yeah, we'll do that combo the next time around. So get yourself something, save 7-3, we'll catch you then. We'll be at NFC.
Okay, real good. Real good. Catch you later. WNFU. W8FSM, W8FU.
UHF hub, disconnected.
Sound check.
Thank you.